what the president said is just clear. It's just an axiomatic. It's just a statement of the obvious. Because, you know, there is no... With whom would he be negotiating? He must be negotiating with the head of state and with the government. That's all. But if he can negotiate with who? Under what mandate? Under what legal framework would he be going into negotiation to solve the problems of this country? Why is he calling for sanctions on Zimbabwe?
What is your response to countries such as Botswana and Tanzania, for example, which are saying they do not recognize Mr. Mugabe?
No matter whatever country can say, whatever they want, they can say that, but they shouldn't want us, the people of Zimbabwe, to flout their own laws. So the legal framework of assuming power in Zimbabwe is through the electoral process and not through pronouncements by whoever, no matter how big a country is, to say they recognize or they don't recognize, that is of no consequence. Zimbabwe runs its country in accordance with its laws. And whatever others are pronouncing, whom we have mentioned, they are misplaced because they don't understand our laws. They have also their laws in their own country. Did they wait after their election to be recognized, to be ticked, and get marked from one country to another before they went to State House? Before they started government or appointed their government. No, you do what is in accordance with your laws of your country. That's all. Not in accordance with the pronouncements of as if there are judges who are waiting there in a match to give marks or to recognize or not to recognize. Zimbabwe is a sovereign state.